says Ronald on there, but I prefer everybody call me Trey. If you want to ask a question, just shout my name at some point. It's okay. I'm more of an informal speaker. I'm going to be discussing the quantification of macropores to assess the influence of forage grass, in our case we use bahia grass, on coastal plain soils through the use of computed tomography, or CT scans as most people have heard it. All right, so soils of the coastal plain. As most people associate the coast with, it has a fairly sandy surface. Unfortunately, we typically have a compaction layer 15 to 20 centimeters below the soil surface. Because of this, our major crops, peanuts and cotton, aren't able to reach the nutrients and moisture below that compaction layer. So we've decided, or we've been testing and trying to implement the forage grass, bahia grass, into our peanut cotton rotation, calling it a sod-based rotation later on in the presentation. It's basically 2 years of bahia grass followed by a year of peanut and a year of cotton. So the benefits of the sod-based rotation stem from bahia grass having an extensive root system. We've noted that following bahia grass, the row crops that we had planted were able to reach the nutrients and water below the compaction layer. Some of the other benefits that we've seen are lower inputs, such as fuel, fertilizer, and pesticides, and increases in organic matter infiltration rates and productivity. Now, for our definitions and for our research, we termed a macropore as an open pore space in the soil greater than 1 millimeter in diameter. And some of the causes we've seen were decayed organic matter, such as old roots that have decayed in the soil or earthworm burrows. Macropores can affect infiltration rates, gas movement, solute transport through the soil, thus increasing microorganism activity and helping with nutrient cycling. The objectives of our study were to quantify macropore space using computed tomography, or CT scans, and to determine the effect of our different management practices on the macroporosity. Our primary treatments were a sod-based rotation versus a conventional rotation. And as I said, the sod-based rotation is 2 years of bahia and the peanuts and cotton. The conventional rotation was the peanuts and cotton. Our secondary treatments were we had plow versus a conservation till and irrigated versus dry land farming. So computed tomography is typically used in medical procedures, but it's been theorized that it could be useful in characterizing macropores in undisturbed soil samples. Our scans represented roughly 1 centimeter of depth in our cores, and the scans were shown in a grayscale, as you can see. To eliminate the edge effect when running our experiment and running our the data analysis on the scans, we only used the center of the core, trying to keep away from measuring the edges where you can see there's a slight gap between the soil and the plastic liner that I'll explain in a minute. But this is what we would generally be termed as a macropore. Our scans are 7.6 centimeters in diameter, and so you can see we're losing a little bit on the edges there, but we're also eliminating the possible showing of more macropore space than is actually there. So our materials and methods. We had two sites, one at the Wiregrass Research and Extension Center in Headland, Alabama, and the North Florida Research and Education Center in Quincy, Florida. The soil was a fine loamy kaolinitic thermic plinthic candy udult, and our cores, as I said, were 7.6 centimeters in diameter and 90 centimeters long, and were collected with a Giddings probe lined with that plastic liner to preserve the integrity of the soil core during transport back to Auburn University. A little shameless plug there. The CT that we used was a GE high-speed CTI. Don't know much about that, but that is the one that we used, having to have it on campus there. We used a bone algorithm at 120 kilovolts and 120 milliamps. To analyze the scans for grayscale, we used a MATLAB, and the range of contrast we had there was 0 to 255. We programmed in that a contrast of less than 100, which was more or less black, was a macropore, and greater than 200 or glowing white was ironstone, which in the name of our soil, the plinthic there, we had a lot of iron. Got a lot of iron. But we averaged the macropore space into depth increments of 0 to 5, 5 to 10, 10 to 15, 15 to 30, and 30 to 60 centimeters, leaving out the 60 to 90 centimeter depth. So these are our results. For the sod-based versus conventional rotation, the only depth that we noted a significant difference in macropore space was the top 0 to 5 centimeters. So, and the conventional rotation typically had more macropore space, except in the 30 to 60 centimeter depth. I would like to point out that the statistics were not run on individual, or they were run on individual depths, and we didn't compare the depths. On dry land versus irrigated farming, we noted that only the 30 to 60 centimeter depth had a significant difference in macropore space, and typically irrigated had fewer macropores than the dry land farming. In the plow versus strip till or conservation tillage, we noted that the plow had a lot more macropore space in the top 10 centimeters, which is actually fairly normal, and we expected that since plow, especially in peanuts, would be turning the peanuts so we could harvest. Our conclusions were macroporosity was greater in the conventional compared to the sod-based rotation at the surface depth. There was no effect of irrigation or strip tillage practices. We had a larger percentage of macropores at the surface, and the may result from the drier surface of the soil due to cracks, water not filling the pore space, which our program couldn't distinguish between. Since it's been theorized thus far in all sod-based research that macropore space has been increased, and we were unable to see that increase, we're going to do infiltration and moisture retention studies in the future to kind of see where the benefits of the sod-based rotation come from. Thank you. Special acknowledgments. Robert Florence is here. He helped us a lot with the project there. Dr. David Wright, Dr. Jim Moreau, Dr. Bob Meyer, all the nice people at Wiregrass Research and Extension Center, the North Florida Research and Education Center, and Auburn University School of Veterinary Medicine. Thank you. Any questions? Yes, sir.
At what stage of the sod-based rotation did you take the course?
At what stage? All stages.
Oh, every single one?
Yes, sir. All four stages of the sod-based rotation and both all stages of the peanut cotton rotation.
So, but it was grazed, right?
Yes, sir. We're also doing a bulk density study, but that was not included in this presentation. Our cows are, we're also trying to incorporate cattle grazing into the rotation to increase net income. Okay.